And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, man, that bump. If you were in studio right now, if the microphones had been on, that bump started playing, and Boomer and I both at the same time, without even meaning to, both went, oh yeah. That's a righteous bump, man. All right, you know the deal, y'all. I'm getting dipper number three done, man. We're going for it. I mean, it's 4:24, and we're going to get her done. I mean, come back from a three-day weekend, two interviews, a mini dipper, and three full dippers. Hey!
Wow.
Come on.
On fire.
All that, and I'm number 43rd in the pick'em.
There you go. 43rd slash what? Actually fifth or something?
Yeah. All right, so in the mornings when I try to get the shows prepped out, all the resources, you hear me rattling the paper, all the resources are prepped out early in the morning, and we catch the news of the day. That way it's fresh. Every once in a while, a new story pops in, and we try to plug it in if we have to. But nonetheless, the dippers are usually mapped out, usually by around 7 o'clock in the morning. And I send them in to Boomer and Alicia, and they pattern them out for me. They post them up on the website so y'all can get to them, too. If you want to see the list of resources, they're on the website. Go to the live stream page, click on the resources button. Every time you hear me rattling paper, there's a link there if you want to see the same story. All that to say, sometimes when I'm doing it, sometimes when I'm perusing the various news sites and periodicals, sometimes when I'm gathering the resources to elucidate and enlighten and empower and entertain y'all, I come across the woke this, woke that. Oh, my goodness, all the woke. All God's children got awoke, and I find myself with another round of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Yeah, so I'll start off. First of all, there's going to be a story. I'm going to save this one for right after the break because I'm pretty sure it might go viral. But the story I'll lead off with is this. Our Attorney General, State of Alabama, just made national news. Piece here on townhall.com. GOP Attorney General, that's ours, says he will prosecute those who help women travel out of state for abortions. This is going to get some attention. But yeah, last week in another court filing, On a related topic, Alabama's GOP attorney Steve Marshall said in a court filing that he intends to prosecute abortion providers if they help state residents obtain the procedure out of state. Now, what he's not saying is, if you're an Alabama citizen and you travel to New York and you get an abortion while you're there, he's not going to prosecute you. What he's saying is, you're not going to be allowed to advertise your abortions to Alabama citizens. You're not going to be allowed to say, we provide grants if you would like extra money to help come to us so we can abort your baby. What he's saying is that represents a conspiracy under Alabama law. That's helping Alabamians in a pro-life state conspire with you to get an abortion while they are on Alabama soil. So I think it's going to be a fine line. I think it's going to be one of those things that's hard for him to prove. But folks, it's amazing to me what has happened right now. So liberals cannot stand the fact. They can't stand it. It doesn't matter how you feel about abortion. How do you feel about the Constitution? Well, we have a constitutional right to kill our babies. No, you really don't. Supreme Court said so. What the Supreme Court did say, since you harangued us about the constitutional rights for all those years since Roe v. Wade was enacted, what you also have is the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, and the courts agreed that the states have the sovereign right to set the laws regarding abortions within their own borders. And the liberals cannot stand it. They can't. Part of the woke world fight going on right now is not just, well, we have a right to our gender-affirming care and our reproductive health care, which is basically gender non-confirming care and reproductive stoppage. So what we're looking at here is the liberals can't stand the idea that someone somewhere might disagree. And in woke world, what you have is a constant tug of war. You're going to have states under the law. They're going to be pro-choice, they call it. They're choosing abortions. And you're going to have states under the law, like Alabama, whose laws were duly enacted, and in our case, since it's constitutional, even voted on by the people. And the Attorney General of the State of Alabama is saying, don't screw with our laws. If you want to do what you want to do elsewhere, do it where it's legal, but don't be advertising or reaching into our state trying to conspire a way to kill Alabama babies. Not going to happen on his watch. And I tell you what, even if you don't agree with that stand, I appreciate the fact that we've got someone willing to take that kind of a hard stand. In woke world, we need more of that. I got more. You're going to be really intrigued to find out that there's now a Bible verse about transgenderism. Do you hear what I said? There's now a Bible verse about transgenderism. Oh, yeah. Stand by. It's going to get deep. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, sitting here in go-home mode, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. That would be this one, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show sends its signal, like way down south of Birmingham and way up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, folks, I got to tell you who else covers some major ground, and that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that cover much of North Alabama. I mean, they got locations in like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. They've got five locations in and around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, they're open 7 days a week. 7 days a week, y'all. 7 days a week. The facilities, every time I've been, and I, by the way, this is who I use. Every time I've been, super clean. Super staff, take care of me right there on the spot. Walk-ins are welcome. Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, I know the owner of the entire chain. What a great dude. And he's a Right Side ruffian. And so I'm just telling you, Southern Immediate Care. You need help on a Saturday morning? Where are you going to go? Southern Immediate Care. Check them out. Look them up on the web. Find the location nearest to you. And I think you will be pleased. And just do me the favor. When you walk in, tell them, hey, I heard about this on Right Side Radio. I would greatly appreciate it. All right, I'm going to keep going here with Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Boomer's freelancing on me. I didn't expect that one.
You needed one more.
Dude was yelling in my ear. I didn't know. Okay. All right, Boomer. Did you know that there's now a verse in the Bible
about
transgender?
Wait, they just added a verse. Just for fun.
Oh, you caught that.
Yeah, they just added a verse about transgender.
I'm telling you, man, we're going to have to wind up keeping all of our written copies of the Bible because this is the danger right now. There are no holds barred. They have no more boundaries. And I'm afraid they're going to wind up trying to amend it to make it more palatable.
Well, I mean, that makes sense because if they're just adding things whenever they want,
yeah.
Who's to say they're just not going to go in there to the printing press and go, hey, let's just put this in there.
Wait for this one.
Oh, great.
ChatGPT did it. AI.
Sydney.
AI. Sydney did it. Thank you very much. Story here on PJ Media came out 2 days ago. It says, by the way, this story is up on our resources tab. You want to go find it. If you read the Bible with any regularity, you're no doubt familiar with a passage in which, quote, a woman whose heart was divided between spirit and body came before Jesus. In quiet despair, she asked, Lord, I come to you estranged, for my spirit and body are not one. How shall I hope to enter the kingdom of God? And then it goes on to say, yeah, if that passage is not very familiar to you, you're not alone because it's not really in the Bible. It's a fake biblical passage that ChatGPT generated at the request of a transgender advocate. And the transgender advocate's comments were, I know it's not real, but it gave me some comfort, which in itself, it points out, is very revealing. So here's the deal. This guy on, I don't know what he is, guy, chick, dude, whatever, on Reddit, under the name Psychological Dog 527, said he was, quote, feeling sad when he asked for ChatGPT to generate a fake biblical passage about Jesus accepting trans people. Let me clarify, first of all, Jesus loves all no matter what. End of story. It does not mean he condones behavior. He can love the person, hate the sin, all right? That's the way it works. But you don't get to rewrite it to accommodate your sin. In fact, it points out here in the article, what this person did was fashioned his own Christ, made in his own image, to assuage his conscience. That's exactly what they're doing. They don't want to deal with the... It's like saying, so I rewrote the part and it says that I'm allowed to cheat on my wife because that makes me feel better about what I do. Or I changed the part that says that, you know, thou shalt not steal because I had to have some money to buy food. And you don't get that luxury. It goes on to say, as the concocted biblical passage continues, quote, Jesus looked upon her with kindness, replying, my child, blessed are those who strive for unity within themselves, for they shall know the deepest truths of my Father's creation. Be not afraid, for in the kingdom of God there is no man nor woman, as all are one in spirit. The gates of my Father's kingdom will open for those who love and are loved, for God looks not upon the body but the heart. I'm going to tell you, I mean, I almost feel blasphemous reading this thing out loud. And what it points out is this is a deft Christian encapsulation of the transgender mindset that has nothing to do with Christianity. It goes on to point out, too, transgenderism is the revival of an ancient religious belief known as Gnosticism, which included the idea that the physical world was a source of evil. And it goes on to point out that, you know, creating fake biblical passages is not necessarily healthy. If you're in woke world right now, you're looking at it going, hey, you know what? Apparently anything goes. I can do surgeries on kids. I can tell teachers to lie to parents. I can have drag queen story time, and it's okay. And I can go ahead and just, I tell you what, let's rewrite the Bible. Boomer, look like you got a thought.
I got lots of thoughts. Well, I mean, this is exactly what you were saying there a second ago was, we're going to have to start, you know, holding what's dear to us in from the Word of God. I mean, if they're going to start changing it, just take the kids' books, for example. Now we're having to go through them, my wife and I, and read these books from a library before our kid does. Now I'm going to have to read the whole Bible before I let my child do. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You're not supposed to change the words.
No. You're not supposed to change them. You're not supposed to edit them.
It's the unerring Word of God. It's you know, we're told that all Scripture is inspired by God, is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for rebuke, and for training in righteousness. What that means is there may be things in there you don't want to hear because it's uncomfortable to you. Guess what? That's like your parent seeing you reaching for the burning stove and saying, no, don't do that. Sometimes you got to say the no, and the no is done on purpose with good intent.
Right.
And the idea that you just get to change it, okay, let's just let everybody, you know, do what they want, and then, you know, we'll make sure you're not uncomfortable. Mm. I'm just saying, man. Wow. And somebody, I was sitting here thinking, Brian from Huntsville just texted in. He goes, the Book of Eli.
Book of Eli. I mean, yeah.
Book of Eli with Denzel Washington. He has a hard copy of the Bible. Got to rewatch that movie now. That's what he says.
I just watched it the other night.
Did you?
I did.
It's epic.
It is. Well, the villain, or, you know, in that movie, the bad guy, he's wanting to take that word and use it for bad. Basically, make people believe what he's saying, not what our Lord and Savior is saying.
Yeah.
And so basically inputting his own words into the book.
And exactly his own intent. His own words and his own intent.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a mess, man. And by the way, it's also... I mean, they're going after the most sacred and special and you know, deeply affecting things they can. They want our kids. They want our faith. They're not content to nothing is allowed to be different than what they believe. I say they, I'm talking about liberal progressives and the rabid transgenderism that we're seeing right now. Nothing is allowed to be off limits anymore. Well, I don't like the fact that you've got a personal belief system different from mine. I shall cancel you. Well, you can't cancel me. Well, I shall cancel your faith. Well, you can't cancel my faith. And listen, this is also, by the way, this is why I'm telling you, and I'll say it as forthrightly as I can, be a student of the Word. Spend some time. You know, we're told in my I call it my life verse, Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. It says, this book of the law, the Bible, this book of the law shall not depart from you. You shall meditate on it day and night so that you might do the things that are written in it. For it is by this you achieve prosperity and success. And have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, and do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go. That verse right there clearly indicates that the one of the best things we could possibly do is memorize Scripture. Why? So you know it. So it pops up when you need it. And I don't mean, like, go memorize the parts you like. Embed His Word in your heart that you might not sin against Him. That's what we're told. I'll just say it again. Joshua 1, chapters or verses 8 and 9. If you're gonna meditate on it day and night, if it's not gonna depart from you, how do you do that? It's got to be embedded. And I just encourage you, let it be embedded. Otherwise, they're gonna find ways like what I just read out to try and begin stripping it away and make you doubt, and then you're not gonna know, and you're gonna question, is that in there? Was that really in there? He said it was in there. I guess it's in there. It's not in there. I got a call I'll take real quick before the break. John from Harvest. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
First of all, I want to thank you for your military service, your family.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I find it interesting when you're quoting the scripture about talking about what the ChatGPT did with changing the scripture and all that. When the Bible is very specific in the book of Revelation, talking about adding unto this prophecy and taking away from this prophecy, where it says it'll add unto. Bless that in the prophecy, or take away your name in the book of life. So if you take away or add to the scripture, you're asking for some big time trouble.
Yeah,
and
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, the interesting thing though is the all these other versions. I know for a fact that the version that you're quoting is not the KJV, and they were not. Translated with the word-for-word method they're used in the dynamic equivalency, where when you change the words, you change the thoughts. So you want to use the Every Word Bible. And the way that the King James was translated was the plenary verbal method, basically meaning word-for-word from the It was what was breathed out from, you know, like you just quoted, from I believe 2 Timothy 3:16. I'm just having a brain fart right here. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, which is the teachings.
Right.
Reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is to be complete. Truly furnished unto all good works. And you just got to be careful when you're quoting scripture. If you're using different versions, you're already doing what the ChatGPT is
I think there are. I hear that, and I think there are acceptable translations. And the one I quoted was from the New American Standard. And when I quote that one, I also recognize that I use the Amplified Version quite a bit to verify, you know, words that are expounded upon, or find the synonyms that could have been included, or what the original Hebrew translation would have included. But your point's well taken. But it's a whole lot different using a different translation of the Bible, because Paul said, I've become all things to all people that I might win some all the more, meaning he had to relate to his audience, and sometimes the KJV does not really relate. But that being said, we've got a situation here now where somebody's made something up out of whole cloth and just decided pretend it was a Bible verse.
Very dangerous right there.
Hey, John, I got to go, man. I got a break pushing on me, but I appreciate it, man. Thanks for your faith. Thanks for your call. We'll take the break. I'm about a minute longer than I would have been, and I'm going to wind up being pretty short on time when we get back. But I got to tell you, before we get done with this, about how the Department of Defense is now giving out medals, and it's important how they identify you with pronouns in your medal citation. Yes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. And by the way, stay tuned. If things go the way they're supposed to go, tomorrow we'll have Chairman John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, on the show tomorrow. Update you on some things like, oh, by the way, are we going to have the next Republican primary debate in Alabama? More to come. And also, by the way, I got to tell you about our friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. Listen, man, they do a lot for businesses all over North Alabama and beyond, really. ZLA Solutions is like epic good at finding ways to help you make your business better. Truth. I know the folks that run this company. I think the world of them. I trust them. I believe in what they do and how they do it. And I'm going to tell you, they're doing an amazingly good job for a lot of companies. And one of their bread and butter issues still remains staffing. So they can help you with lots of other things, but staffing, listen, they're so good at that. If you need people, they'll find them. If you need people, I mean, I'm talking blue collar, white collar, no collar. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They'll find you the one or two people you need with special skills, or they can find you a whole shift full of people. You check them out. Their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And do me this, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I tell you what, I've got several. I'm not even going to get to all the stories in Woke World. I had some that were kind of fun, some that were kind of woke. This one, though, has to come out. I have to do it. Have to. All right, so just today, President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to a Vietnam War veteran. Thank you for your service, sir, and I have no doubt he earned it. But I just saw this article on Daily Signal that came out over the weekend. New Department of Defense rule neuters the brave men and women who serve in the armed forces. Neuters. Emasculates. Reduces them to a neutered state.
Stop.
It says here from Daily Signal, Change 5 to the Manual of Military Decorations and Awards took effect on August 7th, 2023, and hardly anyone noticed. That is, until last week. The Office of the Secretary of Defense returned a draft citation for the end-of-tour award for none other than the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, four-star general Mark Milley. So here's the thing. It's very common. There are award citations for doing a good thing. That's like an impact award. You can get an award, you know, pretty quick for doing something. There's awards for valor in combat. There's awards for service. And then it's very often what they call an end-of-tour award. Hey, thank you for your 3 years, 4 years here in this position, and we decided to, you know, pin a medal on your chest for, you know, for doing a good job while you were here. General Milley is receiving his award, and I'm trying to think if it says here what award he's getting, but I'm sure it's something more like the Defense Distinguished Service Medal or something like that. And they've changed the verbiage now. Page 49 of the revised manual includes draft language for awards such as superior meritorious service, the United States military, this person distinguished themselves by superior. It's not himself. It's not herself. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs is going to have one that says themselves. So, yeah. So, General Mark Milley, U.S. military, distinguished themselves. That's not the way the English language is supposed to work. Says, aside from the fact that the use of the pronoun themselves is grammatically incorrect, see, and just plain stupid sounding, it's also insulting to every serviceman and servicewoman in the armed forces. There are two sexes, male and female. When a member of the U.S. Armed Forces earns a military decoration or award, he or she deserves to be recognized in that member's official citation by the pronoun he or she, not some woke, grammatically incorrect pronoun demanded by the elitist Biden administration. Yeah, that's where we are, folks. I'm just telling you. Even with our own military, it's not right. But they can't handle it. It's the woke world. And we got to continue taking a stand. I'm not even kidding. If they're gonna change the way you're allowed to write medals for military service, can you imagine the combat award for valor no longer says he or she, themselves, because they and she. How long till we use she? How long till we're not allowed to use pronouns at all? because that might infringe upon someone's personal belief systems. Don't worry, ChatGPT will make you a new Bible verse for that too. All right, prepare yourselves to take your stand. I'm just saying. And by the way, John from Huntsville sends the grades. The grades are in. Boomer, he got an A++. But the winner of today's show is Boomer.
Yes.
Boomer and I are back here tomorrow. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.